Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Mayumi Morales mula sa Western Australia. Magandang araw sa iyo, Mayumi!
Magandang araw din po. Kamusta?
Ayos lang kami dito. Unang-una, Mayumi, ikaw ay isang nurse. Pero aside from being a nurse, you are also currently studying music?
Opo, actually assistant nurse po ako. So I work in an aged care and I really love my job. And yeah, that's right po. At the same time, nag-aaral po ako ng Bachelor of Music sa WAPA.
That's Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts.
Yes, opo.
At pwede ba nating banggitin na ikaw ang nakakatandang kapatid ni Makisig Morales?
Yeah,
for
sure.
Para sa mga hindi nakakakilala kay Makisig, si Makisig ay unang sumali sa Duet Bulilit sa palabas ng Magandang Tanghali Bayan ng ABS-CBN noong taong 2001. At lead sa Little Big Star noong 2005 at siya ang lead singer ng bandang Mac and the Dudes. At nakilala rin siya sa kanyang pangunahing papel sa fantaserya na Super Ingo na nominado sa International Emmy Award at sa iba pang mga pelikula. Pero hindi si Makisig ang kasama natin ngayong umaga. Hindi si Mayumi, ang ate ni Makisig. Mayumi, mahirap ba na maging, syempre si Makisig, kilala siya sa Filipino community, sabihin natin. Mahirap ba na maging ate ni Makisig?
No, hindi po. Kasi si Mac po sobrang mabait po yun. Sobrang mabait and sobrang humble. Yeah. I mean, I'm proud of him po.
Balikan natin kasi alam ko si Makisig, he still goes back to the Philippines to do some shows, hindi ba?
Just recently po, he went back to the Philippines, I think March. Kababalik lang po niya. So I think they did some show there. But syempre hindi ko po pwedeng sabihin. Pero may show po silang ginawa. So abangan na lang po siguro. And so yeah, he still goes back. He's still open po for, you know, opportunities kapag tinawagan po siya pag may show. Although yung buong family po namin nandito po sa Australia and my dad is working here po. Lahat po kami nag-aaral na rin dito.
So, when did you migrated?
I think that's 2014, so 3 years ago.
Oh, so 3 years ago lang.
Yes, 3 years ago. Yeah.
Anong dahilan bakit nag-move yung family from Philippines to Australia?
Kasi po si daddy, nag-work na po siya dito. So yun po, siyempre po, ayaw po namin malayo. Tsaka dad, we believe, you know, na it's good for us to be, of course, together. Ayaw namin na magkalayo. And Australia is, I think, it's a good country. Great. Mm-mm. So,
Mayumi, seeing some of your family videos online, your family is very musical. Kanino niyo nakuha yung mga boses ninyo?
Well, salamat po. si mommy and daddy po, they are very passionate about singing. Although they didn't really like study, you know, or learn music, but they loved singing. And yun po, nung bata po kami, yun sila daddy po, alam niyo po, karaoke, ganyan. Mahilig po silang magkumanta sa karaoke. And then I remember dad told me, you know, when we were younger, when he sings, inagaw lang po namin yung mic para po kumanta. And yun nga po, tapos pag nasa trabaho siya, nagka-practice po kami kumanta. Kami po nag-alagay ng CD namin, tapos practice kami. Tapos pag uwi ni daddy from work, you know, papakita namin, yung kanta namin, like, you know, kung na-memorize na namin, you know, something.
So ikaw, being the eldest, you started or you learned to swing at a very young age?
Yes, opo. Probably start po kumanta sa church. Sabi nila mommy, 3 years old. Pero wow. Of course, sabi nila, nung baby daw ako, iyak daw ako ng iyak. Sabi nila, kumakanta lang daw po. Sino ba sabi nila? Like, sobrang ingay ko daw po. Kasi, pati si daddy, kailangan po niya matulog sa labas, since sa kotse, kasi sobrang ingay. Pero yan po, 3 years old po, yung nag-start po kung yan.
Pero kayo magkakapatid, you also play some instruments, hindi ba?
Yeah, guitar, piano, and drums po. Sila maliksi, sila Mac.
Ikaw, personally?
So, I like playing piano, but not very good. Pero po, like, yeah, I can read notes slowly. And also, I played guitar when I was younger.
Paano ka naman napapunta sa nursing? Yung ba yung iniisip mo na profession to take up when you arrive in Australia?
When I came to Australia, I was thinking, what should I do? Like, I wanted to work, I wanted to do something. And then dad just suggested, you know, why don't you try nursing? Why don't you try nursing? I was a bit torn before. I was like, oh, what should I do, music or nursing? And then my dad reckons that health field is good. And I thought, why not? Because, you know, yung bata po ko, I thought I liked science anyway. Like, you know, biology. Mm-hmm. I used to like those subjects. And I was very academic, I think, when I was younger as well. So I thought, okay, I should try. And then so since I didn't do year 11, 12 here, I had to take up certificate 3 and 4 mm-hmm. in aged care. So yun po yung kinuha ko. But on my workplace training, they sent me to here, yung work ko nga po ngayon, Mercy Place, Montclair. As yun po, kinuha na po nila ako. So yun, I also like applied for nursing and also auditioned for music. So I passed in music as well.
Hitting two birds in one stone.
Yeah. So parang ganoon na nga po, tama. So sabi ni Daddy, praise God po, nakuha na namin yung permanent residence. So after 3 years, nakuha na po namin permanent residence. So sabi ni Daddy, you know, kung gusto mo mag-music na, yun kung gusto talaga yung love mo, di ba? Kung mm-hmm. ka magaling, sabi ni Daddy. So okay na kung gusto, yun yung gusto mo. Kasi yung nursing po, practicality din po kasi yun.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? It's practical to do nursing because you can get a job easily, ganyan.
Mm-hmm. Pero hindi ka naman lugi kasi nagagamit mo rin yung pagkanta mo sa pagpapasaya sa mga pasyente
yes.
ninyo, diba?
No, that's true po. And I really love my job. Like, yeah, I really love my job as well as my, of course, studying. But I love the residents and the people at work po.
So. May napanood ako na video, you sing classicals, pero may mga pop music ka din kinakanta. Ano ba talaga yung music na you are into?
Actually po, I'm very versatile. I can sing pop po. Kasi po, lumaki po ako dun, di ba? Po, mm-hmm. bata po. Syempre po yun yung music na nasa society. So, I sing pop. And then, 12 na po ako, habang lumalaki po ako, then I started singing Broadway naman. Kasi po, nung high school ako, I studied classical and studied in UP College of Music as well. So, yung nag-university po ako sa Philippines. For 2 years, I was doing classical. So, parang pong, yeah, parang nadaanan ko po yung...
They also rap?
When you were younger, yes. Like, I think we joined competitions as well. You know, amateur po kami na naman. So, yeah, lumalaban po the different places. So, meron po rap. So,
Do you also compose songs?
When I was younger, I used to compose songs. Pero hindi ko po siya parang nilabas. So, sa family ko lang and friends. Kasi naiya po ako dati. But, you know, maybe
in the future.
Yeah, maybe in the future. Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Diyan so, ba sa community nakakapag-perform ka na? Diyan sa WA?
Opo, sa school po, we have a lot of performances. May mga schedule po kami sa school. So just recently po, we performed at Perth Cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
We had our choral choir.
Mm-hmm.
So nag-perform po kami. Tapos po, kumakanta rin po ako sa work every now and then. Oh, I think sometimes it's sa church. Yan, pag may mga event sa church. Tsaka may mga Filipino event. Meron po last time, ano ba yan, yung fiesta po. Sinulog din, parang ganun. So, yun po, kumanta rin po ako dun.
At obvious naman na yung parents mo ay very supportive sa kung ano mang career ang tahakin mo, di ba?
Yes, very po. And kung ano po yung gusto po namin, yun, go lang po sila. Yeah, they're very supportive. Sa lahat po, sa aming lahat, actually.
Mm. Hindi ba nakakapagod? Kasi syempre, you go to work, tapos nag-aaral ka pa.
Of course, may mga times po na nakakapagod. Like, after uni, I have to go to work. And I work 5 days a week. And I go to school after uni 5 days a week as well. Like, Monday to Friday po.
Walang pahinga.
Saturday, Sunday, I work as well po in the weekend. Pero, worth it naman po.
Kaya.
Kinakaya po. Possible, mm-mm. yes.
Can you give some tips para ma-maintain yung quality ng voice? Siyempre, pag nag-work ka, pagod ka, di ba?
Yes.
Paano mo ma-maintain yun?
I think the key is siguro sleep. Kailangan po matulog po ng tamang oras. And you should have enough sleep. Kasi po, pag di ka po nag-sleep, you'll feel it. Ako po, nararamdaman ko po like parang dry, ganyan.
Mm-mm.
Tapos po, drink plenty of water. So yun, kapag kumakanta na po kayo, or, you know, if you're practicing singing, kumanta lang po kayo on your range. So sometimes you don't need to force it kapag di niyo pa po kaya. So like slowly but surely. And before you sing, always vocalize. Kasi pa parang muscle din yan. Like, you know, before you do anything, mga athlete, you know, they have to warm up first. So parang ganun din po. Yun na po, drink plenty of water and sleep and vocalize. Yeah.
Maraming mga reality shows gaya ng singing competitions dito sa Australia. Do you see yourself joining one?
I think I tried X Factor before, pero nakapasok po ko sa mga ilang round, pero hindi na po ako nakatuloy. Yeah, but probably, I'm not sure,
And do you see yourself professionally doing music in the future, or you will stick to be a nurse?
Oh, of course, I want to perform. Hopefully, I can be an opera singer. Like, my dream is to perform in Opera Sydney House.
Mm-mm.
Sana po. Sana. And, syempre po, may mga dream roles na po. Yung mga dream roles po ko in mind. So, sana po, ma-fulfill yun. And hopefully, if I can maybe in the future teach music as well.
Oh, wow.
And teach, voice lessons and that. So, I really need to mold pa po yung craft ko. But definitely, I love to still work here. I don't know how it's going to happen. But maybe also I can take nursing in the future. I don't know. Just see how I go po.
Mm-mm. Para sa mga kabataan who have the passion for music, what can you advise them?
What I can advise to them is just keep doing what they love. If that's what makes them happy, kung ngayon po nagpapasaya sa kanila, continue lang po nila. Kasi po, syempre, you just have to follow your dreams. Just never stop. Kung hindi man po ngayon, kunwari, hindi man po ngayon, basta po, they just have to believe. Maybe in the future, it'll happen. Basta, wag lang po huminto. And just keep going. And keep on doing things na makakapag-develop po ng skill nila. Because, one day, hindi niyo po alam. Kasi opportunity darating lang. So, at least they're ready. So, yun po.
And we are ready to hear your voice through some lines.
Okay. I'm gonna sing a Filipino song. Sana maulit muli ang mga oras nating nakaraan. Bakit nagkaganito? Naglaho na ba ang pag-ibig mo? Sana maulit muli. Sana bigyan ng pansin ang himig ko. Kahapon, bukas, ngayon. Tanging wala ng ibang mahal. Kung kaya kong iwanan ka, di na sana aasa pa. Kung kaya kong umiwas na, di na sana lalapit pa. Kung kaya ko,
sana maulit muli. Sana maulit muli at makasama ka namin dito sa programa, Mayumi.
Salamat po sa invita. Thank you very much po.
Maraming salamat, Mayumi Morales mula sa Western Australia.
Thank you very much po. God bless you po.
All the best.
Okay, bye-bye.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.